Track 6. All right, back to early primates. Think about what it would be like to run along tree branches, up and down tree trunks, and hang from the ends of branches like Ida. What sort of changes in your body would make that easier? Would your hands be useful? What about your feet? If you examine the toy squirrel, you'll notice that its arms and legs are almost the same length. Are yours like that? Humans have longer legs than arms, causing us to bend our knees awkwardly when we try to climb up a tree like a monkey. Our hands are pretty generalized. They're not too specialized for any one particular function, but our feet are super flat and inflexible. Why do you think we are adapted to have such inflexible soles and longer legs? Modern primates get around in many different ways. Let's try them out. Many primates get around by terrestrial quadrupedalism, meaning that they walk around on the ground using their hands and feet together. Monkeys use plantigrade locomotion, walking on the flat palms and fingers of their hands, much like a bear. Let's try it out. Try and move around the room while keeping your feet and palms flat on the floor. You may want to remove your shoes first. Pay attention to how efficient this is and where different parts of your body are oriented as you proceed. How did that feel? Did you notice that your back was at a funny angle and your arms were constantly trying to catch up to your legs? Why do you think monkeys can get around easily this way and you can't?